are becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Oh, yes, of His Christ.
Today we continue our series on the invitation. So the Lord bless you all and receive the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sit down. Praise ye the Lord. Beloved, we are blessed that our God has invited us and unto a high calling. The Bible describes it a high calling. It is not an earthly calling. It is not a calling or earthly position that we are fighting for or that God has right. He invited us to, we have learned in this series so far that two important things, life and what? Glory. But the critical question in this invitation is that He has called us to come and share His nature, put on the glory that He Himself has, and that we shall be part of Him and with Him. The Lord has brought us back on this important purpose for His calling, because the church has gone a bit wild. And the divine agenda, the heavenly agenda, and the purpose for which God has called and brought or established the church, is missing in many places. And so the Lord is asking us in these times to remember that we have a heavenly calling, a high calling. 2 weeks ago or so, when we started the series, we examined the situation in the world by reference to Matthew chapter 24. We realized that these are times that people are so concerned and worried about themselves, this life on earth. That the church is now shifting from the heavenly agenda to an earthly agenda. The church is now thinking how they can make people happy. People are not going to church to meet God, to learn about God, to have fellowship with God. That they can build a personal relationship so that they enter into glory at the end of this life. Because this is only a temporary living. There's an eternal living. Today, the church is focusing on the problems, the mundane things of this world. But beloved, the critical question which we found out last 2 weeks, is that, you know, in these end times, the tribulation, there are challenges everywhere. And people don't know. Life is becoming what? Seemingly difficult. You young people, your times are challenging. I won't say they are difficult. They are challenging. And if you don't have Christ, I don't know how it will look like. So when you see the church also becoming to be involved in things like, you know, prophetic, you know, about what? Akwanchire. And all these things, and people are growing, and so-called pastors are doing all kinds of things. You know, they are gathering inside. But when you listen to them on radio or TV or somewhere, you know, the kind of teachings, you don't even know where they get it from. And they said they are Christians, they are pastors, they are prophets. They are bishops, archbishops, they are popes, and there are plenty of them over there. So now this is the style of the church. And that is a fallen standard. It's not even, you know, I was telling in another context, it's not just the standards are fallen, but it's another, a total what? Another gospel. It's not the gospel handed over by Jesus Christ. And therefore, it means that Jesus is not there. It's not there at all. But the crowds are there, and that is where everybody is shouting. You know why they are doing that? You are saying things are very tough. And people want answers and what? Solutions. Governments are not able to find solutions. And the church, which is supposed to be a salt and what? Light, has also gone astray. And our society is rotten. And they're rotten because the church has lost. The Bible says what? If the salt has lost its world, savor, whence shall be salted? If the church has lost the direction, then can the church lead the nation in light? No. So this is a serious situation. And I think this is why the Lord is bringing us to the basic reason why he has called us. We've learned that two things. We've learned that he has called us from death unto what? Life. And he has called us from what? From a state of lost glory to a new state of what? Risen glory. To share himself with us. John 17, Jesus said, he's sharing his glory with us. So, this is we go there to have eternal life. And we go there to be like whom? Like Jesus, like God, to share. And this is the high invitation. This is why it's a high calling. It's not an earthly calling. It's a high calling. It's a heavenly calling. Decided by God himself, knowing the fallen nature, knowing the destruction, knowing the rottenness, knowing the misdirection, knowing the pollution, knowing the darkness in the world and in the church. And if the world shall come back, it is whom? The church. So the Lord is asking us to call attention to the reason why the church. And the simple is that the world is in what? Darkness. And it needs light. The kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of light of whom? Of the Son. And the church must therefore come back and search herself. Whether the Bible says, search whether you want. You are actually in the faith. Are you in the faith? Are you really? Who is a Christian? He's not a Christian because he has a good position. He's a president. He's a lawyer. He's the richest man. So, beloved, God has asked us today that we should go forth and share the word. And that is why we are going to have the conference. This is a healing process, deliverance and healing. The church needs deliverance and healing. The church needs redemption. So that the church shall be the salt and the people that shall God redeem the nations. And so we must know who we are. And that's why, I don't know why I've taken so much time to bring you to this understanding. Beloved, this is the invitation that we have received from the Lord. That is from the Father through the mission of the Son. Yes, as many as believe whom? As many as he came on his own and his own what? Received him not. But what? As many as received him. To them gave him what? Power. To become what? Son. So, immediately, you can see that the greatest and highest point of the calling is that we become what? children of God. So as many as believed, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not what? Perish, but have what? Everlasting life. And today who believe, what has come become of them? He has given them power to become what? Children of God. So first of all, they have possibilities of what? Eternal life. And number two, they now become sons and daughters of God. So the critical everlasting life and sonship of God means they are now taking on the fullness of what? God, which is, he's eternal. He's eternal. And he's powerful and glorious. So God wants us, he has called us to come and share his nature and his glory. And that's the purpose of the Christian faith. I know you are not here because you want to have, you know, riches, and you want to marry 37 wives and buy 23 cars and have buildings, mansions, etc., etc. That's not your purpose. Your purpose that I may what? Know him. And do what? And share his what? Resurrection, spirit, and that power and life. That I may enter into his glory. Hallelujah. We discussed last week, the last 2 weeks of life. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are the people who have agreed to call us and also to call our attention to this glorious position of eternal life and glory that we cherish and hold so dear in the faith in these times, that we must cherish this high calling. We must enjoy and be happy and stand by this life and glory, even in these times of confusion, at times of challenges and tribulations. We learn like this, that the times will be such that even some of the elect will what? Will fall away, and except the Lord what? Comes early. So you can see that when the Lord is speaking about these things, we are in real challenging times. It is in these times that the Lord will learn to Israel. There are what? False Christs, false prophets, false apostles, false teachers have risen with false teachings, false signs and miracles. They are taking the signs and the miracles to be the basis of the church. If you throw your hand, praise the Lord, and people are falling, then it means that God, woe to me. And nobody cares where the power is coming from. Who is in operation? Papa no or to me or money sans for the bad be a shifum power. Praise the Lord. So the church is gathering people, not because they have found Christ, they love Christ. And we studied that last week. That's 2 weeks. This morning I went over it a bit so that we can just give us a little bit of background to where we are going today. God is calling us and reminding us in these times that there's a nature and purpose for the heavenly calling which the Father has brought to us through the Son, what? Jesus Christ. We studied John chapter 6. And I don't want to explain, but I hope you have gone home and studied it. Hallelujah. We discovered from John chapter 6 that man, the main end or purpose for our calling is that we must have what? Life. We enter into life and in and through Jesus, the Son of the living God. We discovered that the church is drifting to the things of this life, leaving the real purpose for which Christ has come and Christ has preached and is preaching through us. Says John 6, 21 to 27. John 6, 27. It's 21 to 27. But just read 27.
Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed.
People had gathered. Jesus has done miracle. And he, after the 3 days thing, he asked for food, and what happened? They fed them, they ate. So the crowd were there plenty. And they were looking for him more. They wanted to make him king later. I remember we discovered that. Then he left. He departed from them. And the disciples went to another city. And Jesus also went to another place. The people had now gathered and hired sheep. They want to see Jesus. And when ultimately they got to him, and they were asking him, but why did you, we are looking for you. And he said, what? I know it's not because of the miracles or things. It's because what? I gave you food to eat. That's why you are looking for me. People are going to church and gathering places. It's not because they want to know Jesus properly. But they have known that if you follow Jesus, you get what? You have said, I feel the number ye year now. Amen. Brayesu ho, now ubanya dain. Ubanya bambo. Ubanya, you are saying, nyama how? What doing, you know, what call it? All the problems of this world, you get solution. I'm not, you are not coming for Jesus. You are not coming to know the Father, but you are coming what? The solution to your problems. Jesus knew them. He said, labor not. Verses 31 to 40. Mama.
Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat.
Yes.
Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not.
And believe not.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, mm-hmm. and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will,
yes.
which hath sent me, that all of which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day.
Yes.
And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen.
Amen. I will give you everlasting life. He said, I am the resurrection and what? Life. Anyone who believes in me shall what? Shall never die. And even if he died, what? Yet shall he live. Because I have power to raise him, what? From the dead. My Father has that power and has given me that power to raise people from the dead. So you see, I know that the whole world lies in what? Darkness and what? Death. And that's why I've come. I'm the light and I give life. So if you come to me, be thinking of light and what? Life. But not what you eat or what you shall wear. For this is what the pagans are looking for. You see, the church has changed their message. Because, and it's mostly because times are what? Difficult. Times are difficult. And so the church also has become wolves and people, in darkness, dark clothes and wolves dresses, you know, wolves and in white clothes, like sheep. They are devouring the people. But this is not why Jesus came. That's why he wants us here, not just to know the purpose, but that we should go out. The invitation is to the fullness of divine glory as sons and servants of God. After we have received life, there's another purpose. He has made us children. And children are servants, a royal priesthood. We are children and servants. Now, he has given you power to become the children of God. So there's a spiritual status. There's a new nature that we should live. And he said, if you have risen with the Lord, what? Set your affection where? On things above. Behold, what greater love is it? That what? Have you called what? Children of God. We don't know how we shall appear like. We don't know how being a child of God you are in the flesh. Yet inside you, there's somebody that is greater. You yourself are being transformed on the inside that in the end you shall be like Jesus Christ. And you share the same nature with whom? The Father. That's the message. That's the purpose. So we are called unto glory. Apart from eternal life, apart from having victory over sin and death, over Satan and diseases, we are entered into glory as children of God and servants of the Most High. That is the church, beloved. When you come to the question of the church, apart from the promise of eternal life, you are coming to people who are called sons and what? Daughters. And who are also servants. And they are not any servant. They are servants of the Most High God. Let me give a summary here. And because they are servants of the Most High God, the Lord is not only imparting his spirit in them, but he's putting upon them what? His own spirit, which is what? What the spirit? The Holy Spirit. So that they can walk in glory. They can prove that now they are new people. They are not going to walk like every ordinary human being. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if after you have been saved, then wait till what? You are endued with power till the Holy Spirit comes. It will change you. Your life shall be a different life. Because the power of God inside you is the power of God. Upon you is what? The power of God. So you walk in light, power, and glory. You are a new person. When we went to Easter, we learned that godly life, that glory life, the mechanism is what? Christ in you and what? The hope. And why it is Christ who baptizes with what? The Holy Spirit. And when you come to Christ, Christ is satisfied. He will ask the Holy Spirit from the Father to come to rest upon you. So now you are a new person. Abba, Abba. If I stop here, it's enough. You're a new person. Romans 8 said, now don't live like a carnal old man again. Live like what? A new. You are called to a new life, totally new life. New mind, new understanding, new power, new glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you are a preacher, he said, don't be preaching according to men's word. Wisdom. reading philosophy, reading great books and learning. No, it is true that there's some wisdom there, but that's not the wisdom from above. There is wisdom in whom? And who gives us the wisdom? The Holy Spirit. He takes us from the normal natural nature into a divine nature, heavenly nature, but we are in the flesh. That's a mystery. Great is the mystery of what? Godliness. God was manifest where? In the flesh. Seen of what? Angels. Believe on what? In the world. So you are part of this one. When I caught in and the level of worship was at a certain level, I was so happy. You know my prayer, and that's why I announced. Let them see you and let them know you. As we are worshiping in here, and somebody, you know, if the TV or everything is here, it is not just worship or say, Allah, we are singing and praising the Lord. When people are watching us, they are going to see whom? Jesus Christ. They see that our worship is different. And the nature, the difference, we attack them. What is responsible? Why are they like this? A word. They are of God. These are the children of God. And their worship is not a wedding dancing spirit. No kakeku or any highlight, but it's what? Not reggae, not what? Rock and roll, not what? Hip hop. No. These are, the song they sing, and the way they sing is from whom? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is upon them. The dancing is the Holy Spirit, and the songs are coming, and the song you didn't even rehearse, but you can see that there's a movement of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Clap for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so I was telling the Lord, let them see you. If you are here and we are worshiping like this, and you don't see Jesus, and you are only thinking of yourself, no, you've missed it. If the whole world shall come and watch us and there's television us, they will see somebody. Who they will see? Jesus Christ. They will see the Father. Then they will know him. Amen. Amen. And what is eternal life? That word. They will know the only true God. And whom? And him that is sent. So here, there is the revelation of God. That's revelation of God. And this revelation is God is possible because we have been born again by Christ, and also because the Holy Spirit has come upon and he is leading us in worship. So creation have been watching. Hallelujah. I was so excited. You see, if you notice, I was sitting, I was on my knees rejoicing in the Lord, talking to God. The world must see him and the world must know him. But we have duty in this house to let that happen. We have duty in this house to let that happen. When somebody comes to this house or Jesus are meeting anywhere, it is not how good the music is. It's not how miracles are falling, but they are seeing whom? Jesus Christ and the Father. If you obey my commandments, what will happen? I will manifest myself unto you. I will know that you love me, and I will do what? Manifest. And then what happens if you continue what? I will introduce you to my Father and my Father and I. So here, amen. 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 Here in our midst, within us and among us and with us, the whole world shall see whom? The Father. If the Lord tells me that since Jesus Christ left, there's been nobody presenting whom? Him, Jehovah, to creation. And then he has formed. People don't understand it. And it's difficult. Because, as seven, so yes, we can be. We are also preaching and teaching. We are also prophesying. But if the preaching and teaching is to make me feel good, is to make the people feel happy for themselves, it may be meant to see the conditions of this life and be happy. That is, they are happy. Their fellow human beings, what? Are happy. They are only interested in what? Themselves. But when somebody comes here or with us, he will see that, he will see beyond us. He will see that Mene me so to go ya mami. When mu de I saw one more dear. Now so we dear some draw. And he said, one more yin ya mede. Ye yin ya me yi keke na ede. Ye yin ya me achere. And yes, ye tu jom yin ya me aye. Ubi a tu jom ye din ye sa. Na so had ye. And yes, ye yin ya me ye nianje. Ye nian yem ma ye hun. Ye nije wa hinamu Christomu. We are happy and blessed in the Lord. Our joy in the Lord. And all that is taking place is for creation. If other human beings, other people have, they come, they will see somebody with us. Through us, they will see whom? Jesus. And through us, they will know whom? The Father. Because Christ will manifest them and he will take them to the Father. Clap for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, the core of servant, sonship and servanthood is a new life. The call of sonship and what? And servanthood, what? It's a new life. It's not by old sanat. It's not by Akaboshita Rababa. Sikupanda sanat. It's a new life. Today, I wanted to discuss the various ramifications of the new life. I said, I will not go too far. I just want you to think about it. It's a new life. Behold, if now you are risen with the Lord, then what? Set your things. You are now a new life. You've risen from where? Grave unto what? Unto a new life. And the emphasis is on this new life. This morning, I left my notes and I spent time on the new life. Because you must understand that we are not being who we are, you know, our father and grandmother are children. No. I have a different name written in heaven. I have the name of Jesus written where? On my forehead. And my name is written where? In the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm not called Emmanuel. I have a different, no, Emmanuel is a divine God giving me name. So, beloved, he said, Nyame wo din bia odia tu so. And he will write what? His name where? On our foreheads. And yes, whoop our body out, Nyama, say, Wunya Hunan dia. Let's just say, Wunya Dabida. Wukra, Unansa. Utume send a wunam nyamano. Nyinya eyede. E yin yame achre. You are people will see God in you. They will see Jesus. And when they come to Jesus, where will he take them? He will take them to the Father. So you become an agent, a vessel of revelation of God to the human race and creation. That is our new life. So it's a high calling. Amen. It is what? Everybody is what? A high call. You know, it's not a calling to live and be happy. It's a calling to reveal God to creation. All creation are waiting what? For the manifestation of the children of God. Those who have entered into liberty. And beloved, I want you to rejoice today. I want you to have this vision of your life. That you have become a child of God. Joint heir with whom? Jesus Christ. Because of that, John 1, 12 to 14, 16, he said he's sharing his grace with you. And 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Mama, read for us. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
You can end even on 5.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Everybody, he has called us to what?
Glory and virtue.
Again?
To glory and virtue.
He has called me. Tell yourself. So, the Lord has called you to what? Glory and virtue. To glory. Go on.
whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
Yes.
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
That we might be partakers of the divine nature. Yes.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world Amen. Through lust.
Amen. Go on.
And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue.
Now continue. And to virtue now all these knowledge. Virtues, you know. So you see, the process of transformation is in 1 Peter chapter 1, from verses 2 to verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 1, from verse 2. Ephesians chapter 1 also talks about we are predestinated to our adoption through the beloved Jesus Christ. Then Peter is saying, let's hear Peter's version.
1 Peter chapter 1.
Yes, from verse 2 to 7.
Elect according to the knowledge of God the Father.
Yes.
Through sanctification of the Spirit.
Through what?
Sanctification of the Spirit.
That the Spirit does something to us. Who is the Spirit? The Holy Spirit. When He's preaching, we are how we are sanctified. We are sanctified by what? The truth. And what is the truth? The Word. So the Spirit can preach in the Word of God for you to be here and believe. And if you believe, that is the basis of sanctification. Christ has become more. Our sanctification, our redemption, and our righteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter what? Chapter 1. Beloved, yes, go on, my daughter.
And to obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
So that we are cleansed. Our old nature, sinful nature, is cleansed by the blood. Yes?
Grace unto you and peace be multiplied.
Yes.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Oh, I love Jesus. When you are reading this, there's life, there's joy, there's glory, even in the Word of God. When the Holy Ghost comes and preaches the Word of God, He presents who to you? Jesus Christ as the Savior, as the Redeemer. And then He brings your knowledge of the blood by which you are cleansed and made whole and acceptable unto the Father. So the wall of partition, which was created by sin, is broken. Now you can approach the Father. That's the beauty of it. Through the sanctification of the Spirit. And what? Gone. From the 3 again. Amen.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope.
Yes.
By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from Amen. The dead.
Amen. You know, the resurrection is the basis of a new life. I'm talking about a new life. When we were dead in sins and trespasses, now we are no more. Romans chapter 3. From verse 23 to 26. Now we have been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. And so we have a new life. I was telling the brethren today that today the Spirit of the Lord is telling them that they will enter the realm of what? The resurrection spirit. She said, to me be sanchenibi and wabi adumbi bebabede. I bet try one so. Well, I feel there. One bet. The resurrection spirit and power, what? Raise them from that power. There shall be no more the old people they were. A new life has begun. Yes, sister, go on.
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled.
How?
And that fadeth not away.
No.
Reserved in heaven for you.
Yes.
Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day.
Ready to be revealed in the last day. So you see that there's something taking place in our calling. There's a process. And the purpose is that at this hour, God is going to present you to whom? Jesus will present you whom? To the Father. John 7 said, here are the people whom you gave me. Here they are. I've kept them and they have believed. Here they are. They are yours and they are mine. Except one who is a child of what? Perdition. Jesus gave account of the 12. Not even, there are many people who 2 weeks time will come to that, because the Lord has given me a special message for that, for you. And it's so important. There's a purpose. Obiaka said, there's a purpose for my calling. And there's a hope of glory. And that hope is that I will be presented to the Father. And we shall be live together. So you see, oh, sister, read it again.
Who are kept by the power of God?
We are kept by the power. How are we kept? By what? By what?
Yes. Through faith.
We are kept by the what? Read it. By the power. What is the power? It's in what? The word and the preaching and the operation of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go on.
Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation.
Through faith unto salvation.
Ready to be revealed in the last time.
Ready to be redeemed. You see, there's a purpose. Ready is what? To be revealed. It said, we must have understanding that God is doing something in us. And Christ and the Holy Spirit are here. And they will transform us. That at the end they will do what? Present us to the Father. And not the Father. We will serve. We see ourselves differently. And creation, everybody will see that. Hey, say na no way I know about never. I saw one you mobi jewel. Yet for ye by Uber first say, Uber sorry wound your home for so. She said, oh, hiani, oh, hiani, then son cry. Uta de bakuna war, Salta de noan a war. Uti only crew, uni yere. Inti Yamani yasa ye ye, Uka juma, a juman wanya, unya bizwa, unkoso. And ye waiting on yame frail. Praise the Lord. Oh, siesu wo humu na odiwa ede akochre na jaru na odiwu so achede abosin. And that is a purpose. There's a preparation. There's a transformation. There's an innate process of transformation from glory or what unto glory. To be presented, that will be revealed at the end of that. Mama, please continue.
Wherein ye greatly rejoice.
Yes.
Though now for a season,
yeah.
If need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations.
Yes.
That the trial of your faith,
yes.
Being much more precious than of gold
mm-hmm.
that perisheth,
mm-hmm.
though it be tried with fire,
mm-hmm.
might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Clap for Jesus Christ for me. Hallelujah. I am dwelling on this. You see, because we are in this flesh, there are what? Challenges, trials, temptations and things. And you go through all these things. That we are facing challenges. Somebody, a preacher will come, unya ba yeswa, ade nya ba ede. Ebe yi ama wa. Then who are by a feed do, eh, praise, anye ye. Inti, enun ti enye den, yes, san ye chi. Dabida. Enye, sa, you are sebe ya de ama ya, inti na nyame freye. No. O freye wo, dachi bia semunti. Amen. He's bringing some change in us. So though we are suffering these challenges, though we didn't have as much money, though our dresses are the same, hallelujah, though we are walking still with what, challenge what, yet we have hope. There's a hope of a glory. I mean, deeper anywhere here there. Na nyame le onu na wonga wo honhom no ohun ya oba hun say wenimu de wenimu ni den nyame man. These are the children of God. These are the people that God is keeping by the power of what? His word. But the counsel, the preaching, the teaching of truth, and the controlling of the body, and not pursuing or prolonging in this world, that we might attain that glorious end of sonship and have a reward as servants. That is the purpose. And I said, this is a new life. It opens a new door altogether for us. It's a new life. I'm leaving my note because I just want you, the Spirit of the Lord, I believe, wants me to convey to you this rise in glory, the nature of the rise in glory. First, there's a restoration of glory, of the Lord's glory. Now what? There's a rise in glory. And we become partakers of the divine nature. The invitation is also, therefore, for a newness of life, life of glory, based on the power of the word, the working power of the Spirit of God, the knowledge of God, and the spirit of obedience, which we call it righteousness. The new life of the way, a new mind, a new spirit, a new nature, all operation, operating within us. The determination, Reverend, the determination of how I live. After I finish my school, what will be my job? What will be the, where do I go from here? Those of you young people, what life? Where do I go? And you are going to see possibilities of a good pay. Possibilities of where you can, economic considerations, we call it material, you know, determination of materialistic determination of history. Oh, it is here that the whole world, if you go to university, everybody wants to get a degree so that they have economic power. And you are learning. When you have learned the degree, you are now looking, where can I get the best pay? Which job will give me the best pay? Now that I've got a degree, I know I can command, I'm going to have a good wife, well-educated wife, or what? Professional husband, because me too, by a B. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this is your life. But if you are a Christian and you follow the new life, these are not the things you consider. Where does God want you to be? Having called you, what is the future in divine purposes for you? Praise the Lord! That's what I'm presenting to you today. We are called unto a new life. I will end on this today. And we'll continue. I just want you to know that this is a new thing altogether. This glory we are talking about, it's not the glory according to human what? Understanding, expectation, perception, glory as God. Not he understands, but as he confers upon us. May the Lord give us understanding. Spirit of patience, endurance, to wait until the reality. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
He shall reign over his people, and he'll be their God. He shall reign over his people.